Thank you. They come on me. Shall we put them up here? Thomas, where's the white fruit bowl that Mummy gave you the other day?
No.
Do you know where it is? No.
No.
I don't think you can really have the other one because it's pot, isn't it? And if we drop it, we'll break it. Big white fruit bowl, Thomas. What's happened to it? Have you not seen it?
No. Lily.
Yes, Lily. Well, watch your teeth on that. Mummy's going to make a cup of coffee now.
Lily, tea?
Lily, tea? Yes, this is coffee. And then in a few moments, we'll start thinking about getting lunch ready, shall we? Because we've had a busy morning this morning, haven't we? We've been to the playgroup.
No.
No?
No.
I think we have, Thomas. I remember walking there myself. And I think you were with me. Oh, has it come away now? That's the little pot that Grandma gave you.
No.
It had some sweets in it, didn't it?
No.
Grandma carries a polo mint around in that.
Nice.
Yes, I think the lid's come away from the box now, hasn't it? Right, that's Mummy's cup of tea. I'm just going to put it right at the back so you don't get burnt. Oh, Thomas, here's the fruit bowl, look. There's the fruit bowl. Are you going to put fruit in that?
Oh, yes. Nice.
Nice. Right, shall we tidy these things away? And then we can have some lunch. Are you going to help Mummy tidy? You meant to help Mummy tidy up. No, don't eat that. It's not got sweets in it now, has it? What are you doing?
No.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Right, come on, let's put the eggs in the basket, in the fruit, in the bowl. And put the other things in the shopping basket. No, don't bite on that, Thomas. You're using it like a teething ring, aren't you?
No.
That's right, six eggs. There's another one there by your feet. There. Look there. So put the fruit in the bowl. And the milk. And the yogurt. And go into the shopping basket. Thomas, what are you doing?
Nana's
sweet box.
Mamas.
Does it smell nice?
Nice.
Right, so let's put it together. There we are.
Together.
Oh dear. I trod on a balloon and nearly fell over then, didn't I?
Oh dear. At
least she didn't laugh. Come on, I seem to be only one tidying up at the moment. Thomas, come on. Going to hurt your teeth now, stop it.
No.
Do your teeth hurt? Now, let me have a look in that mouth. You got any more teeth coming?
No.
No. Well, you're biting down as if you have. We're supposed to have all our teeth.
Oh, you mess!
Well, there is a mess, yes. Come along, help Mummy. It's going to be a mess as long as you're sitting in the chair, isn't it? Leaving me to tidy up. Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm going to take this off you. You're going to hurt your teeth. It isn't for putting in your mouth.
Lemon?
Yes. What are they? What are they? Teeth?
Yes.
Teeth? Are they teeth?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, tell us. Thank you. We'll put it in the shopping basket. That's it. Now, come on, help me turn these bricks up, please. We've got lots of things to tidy away, haven't we?
Only in his chair.
Yes, it's in his chair, but I haven't got time to sit down, have I? Because I'm busy.
No.
And what about putting the building bricks in that truck? Thomas.
Ellen.
Teeth. Do your teeth hurt?
No.
No, it's gone now. It's fallen into Mummy's pocket. Oh dear, dear.
Oh dear, dear. What a mess.
That's a mess, right. Come on, building bricks in the truck. That's a good boy. Bricks in the truck. Put the shopping basket under there.
Oh!
Yes, red bricks. I don't know where the yellow ball is.
No.
Do you think you need a nappy changing before lunch?
No bowl. Truck.
Does Thomas need a nappy changing before lunch?
No.
That probably means you do, but okay. Yes, Puppet. What are you doing? Do you see fear, darling? You keep putting your hands in your mouth. Let me feel.
Lemon.
That's right, you put your finger on Mummy's mouth. Mummy's mouth doesn't hurt.
Nini's mouth.
Nini's mouth. Mummy's mouth. Mummy's mouth doesn't hurt.
No, no. And then?
Yes.
And then? Beep.
Beep, sure. Beep. And do you want to leave it through there? Because we're going to have some lunch in a moment, aren't we? I just wanted to tidy the floor before it's working.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Here, I'll put your cars away in the box with all the other cars and trucks. That's a good boy. That is a good boy.
And then...
Yeah, that looks a bit more normal, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're one of us.
Can't see your train, Thomas.
No.
You're laughing, you know where it is, don't you?
No.
No.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Well, the button's outside. You put something under the stairs.
Choo-choo.
No, it's not the choo-choos, is it? Oh, yes, you did. I can see it now. You put it behind the sofa. Yes, I think you're probably chasing Purdy and you decided to put some trains. Behind the sofa.
No, no.
Right, shall Mummy start making a sandwich now for lunch?
Yeah.
What do you think about
the truck, you do.
Yes, we'll just put your truck together first. Where's the driver of the train? Have you seen him?
No.
No. I haven't either. There you are, there's a train and there's a car.
And this. And this.
That's another car. Oh, here's the driver of the engine, Thomas. There we are, there's the driver.
A truck.
Yes, you put that together very well, haven't you? I don't know where the lid of the driver's carriage is, though. Oh, that seems to be missing, doesn't it? Right, Thomas, what would you like for lunch today? Juice, right? We'll have some juice. Oh, I forgot when we made ourselves a cup of coffee. You are not a
big chock chock.
Not chock chock.
Not chock chock. She's just a little red there.
Well, we seem to always have cheese at lunchtime, don't we?
No.
So I think it'll be cheese sandwiches.
No.
Nice spreading cheese.
No.
No? You don't fancy that?
No.
No, no.
Chocolate.
Oh, that's all you ever do. Fancy to eat is chocolate.
No.
I'm not having any. You only get chocolate occasionally, and then it's usually with a meal, isn't it?
Chocolate!
Oh, tell me so that we can brush your teeth afterwards.
Chocolate!
Oh! I think a cheese sandwich, and then if Mummy cuts up some apple and pear,
yeah.
You can have apple and pear mixed, can't you?
Pear.
When you were a baby, you used to like eating pear that had been cooked and all mashed down with banana.
Lemon.
Whatever thing to give a fruit bats anymore. Are you giving me a kiss?
Baby.
Baby, yes, when you were a baby.
Baby. Well,
probably never think to give it to you like that because it used to be a pain to do. I'm glad I don't have to do it anymore.
Lemon.
Oh, the carriage come away from the train.
Lemon.
What are the carriages called, Thomas? Annie and Caravel? Thomas the Tank Engine usually pulls two coaches, doesn't he? And one's called Annie, and one's called Clarabelle. Annie and Clarabelle.
Stop! Stop!
Help, help! Help, help! Is that what the train driver's saying? Help, help, stop!
Help, stop!
Oh, help, help, stop. Why, what's happened on the line? Has something happened?
No, stop.
Right, so I made a cheese sandwich for you and I'm going to use the teddy bear cutter look to cut some teddy bear shapes out of the bread.
And then Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear, yes.
Yes.
You like them when they're like this, don't you?
There's a chair.
That's right, you sit on a chair.
Don't choo choos.
Are you making the train come down?
Up. Stop. Walk. Choo-choo's a book.
Choo-choo's what, darling?
Choo-choo's a book.
Choo-choo's broke? Is that what you're saying? Because the train's come away from the carriage. Are you telling me it's broken?
No.
Well, it sounded like you might have been saying broke.
Choo-choo's a book.
Are you telling me that the choo-choos are broken? Well, you're not telling me anything now, are you?
Ellen.
Well, the trains seem all right to me now.
Ellen, choo-choo's a book.
Ellen? Yes. What are you doing? Shunting the carriages along with the train?
Ellen?
Yes. Oh, you pulled the driver out.
Ellen?
Perhaps the driver's getting out of his cabin to go and have some lunch, because it is lunchtime, isn't it?
No.
No?
Ellen?
Yes. Are you shunting them along?
Ellen?
Yes, okay. Oh, you put them back together again. That's a good boy.
Ellen?
Yes. Are you smacking the driver?
Ellen.
Oh, now you're smacking me. What's Mummy done?
Ellen. The nature.
Yes, that's my chair.
Nature!
Oh dear, Mummy's sneezing now. Excuse me. Oh dear.
Dad.
Are you pretending to cough like Daddy?
Look, Dada. Ellen?
Yes. Right, Thomas, are you ready now?
No!
No, you're not having crisps. These are some little cheddar biscuits.
No.
Put it down. These are mini cheddars, aren't they? Yeah. What are you laughing at? Those are biscuits. You have a sandwich. Oh, you're giving a sandwich to the train driver. That's very nice. Well, I think he got out of his cab because it was lunch, didn't he?
No.
That's right. You sit there.
Juju.
Let's look for your train. So let's just put the straps on first. Straps on first. And then your bib. Bibbity bib bib bib. Isn't that nice? Where are your trains? Sandwiches and cheese biscuits. Jeez, I don't want a drink of juice.
No. No.
No. You don't want them? Oh. Why don't you want them, Thomas? Oh, come on, I'm sure you want a sandwich on this.
No, no.
I've got to eat something. I've had a very busy morning. We're going to have a busy afternoon.
And then, Juju, chocolate or biscuits? Is this?
This is juice. There's your juice. That's orange juice today. Please, may Mummy come and sit next to you. Mummy, sit next to you. That's alright.
Mummy, tea.
Yes, that's Mummy's cup of coffee. I'd forgotten I'd made that.
No.
Tea. Would you like some of this chicken, Thomas?
No.
This is left from tea, isn't it, last night? Would you like to share some?
No, juice.
You just want some juice? Maybe I'll give you that and you can just try it. You usually like chicken, don't you? You look very tired actually, Thomas. I think you might well go to sleep before you finish this meal.
No.
No, you don't want the chicken?
Okay.
You're a good boy for handing it back. Thank you.
The juice. Juice.
Oh dear, has the train hit the big juice? Has the train run into the beaker of juice? Oh, don't smack the poor driver. It's not his fault, Thomas. No, it's not nice. There's not a lot of room on the high chair. And you got it full with a plate of sandwiches, some cheese biscuits and some juice. So it's hardly surprising the poor train hit the juice, is it? Now give the driver a biscuit. He's probably had a very busy morning driving people. Now give him a drink of juice and a sandwich and a biscuit and he might feel better.
Oh, no!
All done. Has he had enough?
Oh, sure. And then.
Yes. I don't think the train wants to eat sandwiches. It's just the driver that can have a sandwich. That's very kind of you to share your lunch with him, Thomas.
Nene, Ada,
what are you trying to tell me?
Baby.
Where's the baby?
Baby.
Oh, baby's bib. Oh, yes. No, Mummy hasn't got a bib on, has she?
No.
Should Mummy be wearing a bib?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll put this on if you promise to put another one on.
Baby.
I'll wear a bib like a baby. If you promise to put... Oh, what about this one? This is red, yellow and blue and it says flowers grow in my garden and it's got two huge flowers.
Oh.
And a picture of this one, that's right, and it's got red strings, hasn't it?
Hello.
Yes, yellow flower. That's right. There. Does Mummy's bib look nice?
What though?
Hold on. What are you telling me? Are you listening to the sound of the juice in the beaker? It's making a squeaky noise, isn't it? It sounds like there's some air trapped. Are you enjoying your lunch, Thomas? What's the matter? Has the train driver fallen out of his seat? He's got a blue hat, isn't he?
Blue hat.
The train's fallen on its side.
Juice.
So has the juice. Whoops, some mummy's dropped a piece of chicken.
Oh dear. Yes, Nene.
It is nice. Have you had a nice time at the playground this morning?
No!
No?
No.
You're laughing as you say no, though, so I think you probably did. We had the musical instruments out at the playground, didn't we?
Well,
Do you remember singing all those songs?
And you had,
I think it's a short memory. And you had a drum round your neck on a piece of string, didn't you? And a bright yellow maraca in one hand. And I can't think of the name of it, a tambourine in the other hand. You were very busy. You couldn't touch the plate.
Need a bib, a book.
Yes, I'm wearing a bib.
What?
The bib has a picture of a teddy bear and a box, doesn't it? So because you had a I can't think of the name, Tommy.
And a big bear.
A big bear. Rah, is that the noise of the big bear? You had a cymbal in one hand, not a cymbal, what is it? It's a tambourine in one hand. That's right, and a yellow maraca in the other. You couldn't play the drums, could you?
No.
It was nice, wasn't it, shaking them? You're trying to put the fruit juice in the back of the tray.
Oh, yes.
I know you dropped one. I think the fruit juice is actually too big to go in the back of the train, Thomas, don't you? It'll probably tip up and make a mess.
It's just a mess.
Mm. A big drink, are you thirsty?
La 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 la. Choo-choo.
It's quite windy this morning, wasn't it, walking home? Yes, the wind was blowing. It was quite hard to push the pushchair, wasn't it?
Oh, did you? I must.
And what did Thomas do this morning? At the playgroup, what did we do? No, you didn't play with the blue football. We walked round and round the car park, didn't we? We were on a sponsored walk. Do you remember walking round all those chairs around that huge car park? We were walking in aid of cancer research, weren't we?
No, blue football, no.
No, you didn't have a blue football with you. You went on your own and you had to sat off one chair and walk on your own all the way around the chairs in the car park. And then when we got back, you wanted to go around again, so they let you go again, didn't they? And you collected money for Becky because she wasn't well enough to walk.
No.
And Joe, Becky couldn't walk, could they?
No.
So you've been a clever boy and you've raised a lot of money this morning, haven't you?
No.
And your photograph should be in the paper next week. It might even be at the end of this week.
No.
Thomas's photograph be in the newspaper on Thursday or Friday?
No.
No, I think it will because the pressman was there and he took a photograph,
didn't he?
The only problem was, Thomas, when we were told to say cheese, you kept turning round to see who was saying cheese, didn't you? So you didn't really look at the cameraman.
Blue football, no.
No, why do you keep talking about a blue football? Did you play with a blue football and I didn't see you? You might have played with a blue football, Thomas, but I didn't see you with one. Where did you see the blue football?
No blue football.
No blue football, right. You were kidding me about that blue football, weren't you?
Yeah!
Yes, you were. There wasn't a blue football, was there? No.
Colour bubble.
A red football?
No.
No. I didn't even see you with a football this morning, Thomas.
No!
Are you joking with Mummy? Are you making a joke? Oh dear, they've all gone on the floor now, haven't they?
Choo-choo's. Knock, knock, who's there?
Knock, knock, who's there? Are you knocking on the door of the train? Knock, knock, who's there? Knock, knock, who's there? Excuse me, please.
Oh,
Thomas, when you've made a noise like that, you say, excuse me, please.
Oh, dear, choo-choo.
Well, you can say, oh, dear, choo-choo, but you should say, excuse me, please.
No.
People are being very rude. You're too busy playing with your train to mind manners, aren't you?
Mama.
Mind manners. You can say mind manners, but you can't say, excuse me, please.
Mama.
Mind manners?
I got a mama.
I don't know what you were saying now. I thought you were trying to say mind manners, but I don't know. Is Thomas too busy to mind his manners?
Mama. Mama. Mama.
Mama. Mind manners.
Pooh. Pooh, Nana.
You see Grandma and Grandma tomorrow, aren't you?
Maybe.
Mummy goes to work tomorrow and they're coming to look after you. Are you going to be a good boy? I think when we've had lunch, Thomas, we might go in the garden this afternoon if it doesn't rain. Mummy's going out this evening, isn't she? But Daddy's got to put you to bed tonight. You can have a nice bath and then a drink of milk and then brush your teeth in bed.
We brush.
A big splash and then sleep. That's right. Read some stories as well.
Elf. Help, help!
Help, help, is that what the train driver's saying?
Pop.
Oh yes, can you see the toaster? Yes, when there's bread in the toaster it goes pop, doesn't it? It's not turned on at the moment, though. Have you put the train on your head?
No. Then.
That's enough.
More juice.
You'd like some more juice? You've drunk all that. You must be very thirsty.
Juice.
juju. Juju. Oh dear.
Makes a funny noise, that juice, doesn't it? I think you sucked all the air out of it. But if you have some more, don't throw it down. That's not a good boy, is it?
Oh my gosh.
That's not nice.
And I put it down.
This is Mummy's fork and I'm still busy using it.
Then I put it down.
No, that's dirty, Thomas. It's Mummy's plate. Yes, it's dirty because I've just had a meal. We'll have to wash up, won't we?
Wash up the pots. Boo. And more.
That train driver's very busy. Is he jumping in and out of his cab? Jumping between his cab and the front of the train, isn't he?
Oops, Jesus.
Jump, 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 jump.
Jesus.
Jump, 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 jump. You were jumping with two little girls this morning inside the Wendy house, weren't you?
No, no!
Well, they were much older than you, those two girls. And when you started jumping with them, I don't think they liked it. And one of them told you to get out, didn't she? But you didn't go, you just stood there and looked at her, didn't you?
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Nip-saps.
Chip-saps? Why are you talking about chip-saps?
Nip-saps. Hello. Oh no, truck.
Dirty truck. I can't see a dirty truck. I don't know why you're talking about chip shops.
Blue truck.
And a blue truck. Are you thinking about lots of things that have happened recently?
Blue truck.
Blue truck. Yes, we've seen a blue truck, but not now.
Me truck.
And we've seen a green truck, but not now. And we've not been to the chip shop.
What truck?
And we've not seen a white truck. Oh, we did this morning, actually. We did see a white truck, didn't we? When we were walking to the playground, we saw a white truck and we saw some buses.
Blue bus?
Yes, a blue bus, a magic bus.
Blue bus.
And a purple bus, a red bus.
Oh. Bus.
Was it dirty?
Bus.
Yeah, dirty bus.
Truck.
Oh, dirty truck.
Beep. Oh dear.
Oh, you're giving the train a cuddle. That's nice, Thomas. Oh, and a kiss. What a lucky train.
Beep. No, no.
We were going to take you on the train, but then you were poorly, weren't you, a few weeks ago?
No, no.
So I think perhaps
this week
or next week we'll try again, shall we?
No.
A trip on the train, would you like that? We can go from East Didsbury Station into Manchester or somewhere else.
No.
When we got into Manchester, we could have a ride on a tram, couldn't we?
No.
And then come home on the bus. That sounds like a fun day.
No.
No blue football, no. Why do you keep talking about a blue football? What's happened to the blue football?
Red
football.
Hello?
Yes, darling. Mummy's going to start peeling an apple and a pear now.
Huh? Need a pear?
Apple and pear. You don't seem to be eating an awful lot, Thomas. You're not a hungry puppet.
For a bubble, no.
No, you can't eat a blue football. Have you just filled it up with juice? Is that why you're not very hungry? You normally like lunch, don't you?
Oh dear.
You need lots at lunchtime.
What do you make?
You made a mess?
No. And then,
there we are, an apple and pear. Get the peeler and the sharp knife.
Pear.
Oops, and then he dropped it.
Oh dear, bud.
Oops, the daisy.
Oh dear, bud. Pear.
It's a pear. Yes, mummy's going to peel the pear. Watch this. Ooh, take the skin off. It's called peel, the skin. Skin on fruit's called peel. And we can eat it if we wash it, but...
Wash the pear?
Yes, wash the pear. But certain things like bananas, you can't eat the skin on bananas.
No.
No, and oranges, you can't eat the skin on oranges.
No.
You can usually eat the skin on apples and pears, but when I'm preparing fruit for you, we peel it, don't we, so it's a bit softer.
Ooh.
Now cut it in half and then half again.
Ooh.
Now can you see inside?
What is this?
There's some pips, seeds. We can't eat those either.
Oh, nice!
So we're going to take them out, look, slice them with a knife.
Bananas
today, just a pear and an apple. What we could do one day, Thomas, we could plant some pips from the middle of fruit, couldn't we? We could plant some pots.
Oh dear,
yes. It is a bit messy because it's quite a soft
wash a pear.
Yes, I'm going to wash the pear. Just rinse it quickly under the tap.
What a pot.
All done, pear. It's all washed. Now let me cut it into smaller pieces for you. There we are. So you could get some pots and some soil, because you've got a watering can and a trowel and a fork, haven't you? And we could pop some soil in the pots and then some pips, orange pips and lemon pips.
Pop.
Pips.
Pop.
We could pop some pips in a pot.
Pop.
Pow! Pow, yes, it's a red-handled knife, isn't it, that I'm using? There you are, there's the pear. I'm just going to rinse my hands and then I'll do the same with the apple.
Pear! Wash!
Yes, washing my hands. To dry them on a towel. Is the pear nice?
Pear, love! Is this?
This is the fruit peeler. We're going to take the skin off the apple. Like we did the pear. When you're sharing Daddy's apple, you always eat the peel, don't you? It's very good for you, skin of fruit. But when you're a little boy, it's sometimes a bit kinder to your teeth to take the peel off, so that's why we do it. Mm-hmm. You should hold in your teeth again. Your teeth hurt you. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice to crunch an apple. Look, we've cut the apple in half, and look, in the apple there are two pips, and that's a stalk. That little bit hanging out is a stalk. This is an apple. Apples and pears grow on trees.
Pear.
And they hang on the tree with a stalk. Pear. We're going to see Grandma and Grandad next week, who live near York. That's my mummy and daddy. And they have apple trees and pear trees, don't they? You maybe don't remember because it's a long time since we've been in their garden. Choo choo, can you hear the train? Because when we last visited them, it wasn't a very nice day, was it? So I don't think we've got out in the garden.
Wash!
That's right, I'm going to wash the apple a little bit. Just quick rinse. And then we'll cut the apple into smaller pieces as well. And it'll go in the same pot as the pear, won't it?
Pear.
Yes, this is apple. Looks very much like the pear. Let's put the pear to one side. The pear can go in that side. And the apple in this side. The apple's slightly more yellow, isn't it? Oh, yes, that's a sharp knife. Be careful.
Cut your fingers.
There we are. The pear's a bit lighter in colour than the apple, isn't it? And the apple's a little bit more crunchy to chew than the pear. The pear's quite soft. There we are. Cut it up. That's lovely, isn't it?
Choo-choos,
have you put one train on top of the other? You stacked your choo-choos up, haven't you?
Look off.
Well done. That's right, you're still eating them, so I'll take the key away.
Would you wish?
Yes, Mummy's fingers were just a little bit sticky, so I rinsed them under the towel. Does that taste nice? Nice fresh fruit. We've had grapes at breakfast already, haven't we?
No.
Oh, I think you did. It's not very warm today, Thomas, is it? Mummy doesn't feel very warm. Yes, when you've finished your lunch, you can have a wash and get down. Mummy's just wiping the table because I finished with the table. And there are one or two crumbs of it, so I've just got a cloth. And wipe them down.
Blue!
Yes, a blue dishcloth, that's right. It's not really dirty, Thomas, it's just got a few crumbs on it. Oh, your eyes look heavy. Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling tired? You're blinking. You're winking at Mummy. Fluttering those beautiful eyelashes. Mummy, have a kiss. Can Mummy have a kiss?
Hello, pear.
Pear. Apple and pear. Oh, you're giving Mummy some pear. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. That's really good, Thomas.
Pear.
That's apple.
Nice.
So nice that you've decided to eat it yourself. Can you see the trees blowing outside? It's quite a windy day, isn't it? And the windmills are whizzing round outside, aren't they? Is it not pear? Is it apple, that piece? Some are pear and some are apple.
Oh! Yellow. A pear.
No, pear's at that side.
But this?
That must be a piece of apple. That's the pear there, look. That's pear. That's apple.
Chop, chop. Wow, wow.
You're not having chop chop.
Wow, chop chop.
You are not having chop chop. Look, Sue's taking a car out. She's backing a car out. Can you see her?
My dog.
Oh, it's just got it to spot the rain. That's not nice, is it? There she goes. She's going off in a car somewhere. Going to wave bye-bye to her. Bye-bye, Sue.
Bye, Sue. Bye-bye, Sue. Papa!
You still eating your pear?
Papa! Papa! This? This?
That's pear. That's pear, thank you very much, that is lovely. Have you finished? You don't want any more pear?
Yeah.
Oh, you keep putting the trays on your head, don't you?
Oh, Juju!
You've really not eaten an awful lot today, Thomas. Oh, you're not feeling very well?
No, no.
Well, you've eaten quite a bit, I suppose, haven't you? Well, it's a whole offer, the whole pan. You've eaten nearly half a bit. I'll cut it off, put it in a pot with a lid. And then this afternoon, perhaps around 3 o'clock time, when you usually have a drink of milk, you might like to have some apple and pear then.
Pa!
And if you don't, we can have it at tea time, can't we?
Yeah.
No? I think we can. Whoopsie dear, I've dropped the spoon now.
There's a spoon.
Let's put it in the red pot. Pop it in the red pot. Fasten the lid up. And put it in the fridge till later. Oh, the fridge needs a clean up, Thomas.
Pop! Draw pop!
Pop! Pop!
Draw.
Oh yes, straw and pop. Yes, there's some straws on top of the toaster, aren't there? Look at those four straws. Two yellow straws, an orange straw and a blue straw. Look at the weather outside. Well, that's not nice, is it?
Not nice.
Not nice. I thought it felt a bit cool and windy, but it just started to rain. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
And this.
It's quite pleasant when you're out.
And this.
That's an orange straw.
Yellow straw.
And a yellow straw.
Yin!
Two yellow straws.
Blue.
And a blue straw.
Blue straw.
Blue straw, two yellow straws and an orange straw.
No straw, nice.
No straw, nice. You haven't got a drink, have you now?
No.
Would you like to finish these sandwiches?
No straw, juice. Straw.
Well, I think you've drunk your juice, although you did ask for a little drop more, didn't you? Right, well, what we'll do, she'll pop a little bit of orange juice into this beaker. And the beaker has a picture of Simba, the lion, on it. Just a very small amount. It's a lion. What does the lion say?
A big bear.
Yes, a big bear. There we are, just a little drink of orange juice.
Hello. Sure.
Yes, it's orange juice, so it looks yellow, doesn't it?
Hello, sure.
Now you put your straw in and be very, very careful. Don't tip it up.
Is this straw and juice?
Yes, straw and juice. Just drink with the straw, that's right. Don't tip the beaker up. Whoops. I knew you'd laugh then when I fell over the chair. I was too busy watching you with your juice to look where I was going. Is that nice? Now be careful, be careful. Just little sips if you're going to hold the beaker up to your face.
Jordia.
Please, may Mummy take her bib off now? Because I've finished my lunch.
No, bib.
No, I've got to put all right, I'll put it back on. I'll put it on, I'm sorry. I need the bib on anyway whilst I'm putting the sandwiches and biscuits back, don't I?
Yes.
I'm going to put the sandwiches.
Blue.
In this blue pot.
Blue.
And the little cheese biscuits can go in back in the packet, can't they?
Blue straw. Blue straw.
Blue straw. You're going to try drinking with the blue straw now. So let's put a clip on the top of this bag, Thomas. Keep the biscuits nice and fresh. How's that? And you can have those again tomorrow.
Another door. Nana wow. Nana wow.
Nana wow? He's saying wow because the food cupboard was open, but I don't know why he said Nana wow. It's not been in the food cupboard. Just be very careful with that, Thomas. Anyway, you've got it upside down. You need to put the straw in that way and the bendy bit goes near your mouth.
And also,
be very careful that you don't spill it. And then when you finish your juice, we're going to wash your hands and face and you can get down. And then we'll think of something to do this afternoon.
Juice.
Have you had enough juice?
Juice. Lemon?
Yes, pop it.
Juice.
Why are you doing that?
Juice.
Juice? It's not hot. You don't need to blow the juice. It's cold.
Juice.
Shall I take the juice?